Mini episode 833 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 833. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul Episode 3.5. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's fourth episode. Number 5. We finally get scenes with two very opposite characters, Mike and Chuck, and they're as awesome as you'd expect. While neither are as bombastic as Jimmy slash Saul is capable of being, these two men are still not alike in sharing their low-key status. Both can be quite ruthless when driven to it, but Mike has a sense of humility and professionalism that is quite lacking in Chuck. Then again, the cleaner plays fast and loose with the law much more than the lawyer, which underscores yet again how slimy Chuck is in still being a more unsympathetic figure. The dynamic of this prequel, with Jimmy and Mike occasionally crossing over into each other's stories, but few of the characters in their arc doing so, helps underline what a unique show this is in the annals of TV. Ponder how many other programs with a regular-sized cast have had major characters that rarely or never interacted. And yet, it works on this show, building up anticipation for the meetings that do occur. It would also be a hoot to see Mike in some scenes with Howard and or Kim, and hopefully we still will. Number 4. About a decade and a half after the flashback scenes in the Breaking Bad episode Hermanos, we see that Gus, working through Juan Bolsa, has rehabilitated himself with Don Eladio, and this displeases Hector greatly. We're still in Act 1 of Gus's long game of revenge toward the cartel, namely, antagonizing Hector by upstaging him in Don's eyes, and even knowing how it all ends by Don Eladio's poolside can't dim the thrills of seeing the characters in the backstory return. As a matter of fact, the sight gag of Don swimming while wearing his chain, after seeing him take his last breaths in that pool and getting the chain ripped off of him during salute, was tremendous. Let the purists decry this show veering away from Saul's backstory to cover the earlier days of the cartel. Anybody who loves Breaking Bad is clearly in their glory watching this play out. Number 3. The interactions of Hector and Gus are amazing as well. We had the one fateful scene from Hermanos where the Salamanca gangster murdered the other chicken brother, but other than that, the only scenes that we ever got with the two of them together were the times that Gus was taunting the old man after his stroke. Of course, as we know, he showed up to harass him one time too many. But with Gus at the poolside meeting of Hermanos as a feeble supplicant, we never got to see him and Hector squaring off as equals. Here, Hector was trying to bully the Chilean chicken man, but was clearly doing so from a position of weakness, given Gus's strength and earning. It would be great to get some flashbacks from the time of Hermanos up to the present timeline of 2002, but anything we get between Gus and Hector essentially functions as very welcome Easter eggs from Breaking Bad. Number 2. As we indicated in last week's preview, the burgeoning relationship between Mike and Gus would have to feel more earned before it could fully take shape, and it may already have done that. Mike turning down the payment from Gus for services rendered in the sidelining of Hector's truck opened the eyes of the poultry and meth kingpin. He learned that there is a moral code and a professionalism lurking beneath Mike's dalliances with lawbreaking. Whether or not Gus fancies himself as someone with a moral code is still somewhat oblique, but we have known from day one how much he values professionalism, and here he has found someone simpatico, someone who could clearly use the money, but has turned it away simply because he acted for his own reasons. Mike and Gus are quickly taking the measure of one another, and it's outstanding to see the origins of the bond that we just took for granted while watching them on Breaking Bad. Number 1. Slippin' Kimmy is proving equal to the task of saving her man, but is quickly eradicating any difference whatsoever in how she and he operate. It was only the week before when she faced what may become a true turning point in the series by throwing in with Jimmy's defense wholeheartedly. In this past episode, she was instrumental in fraudulently getting Mike inside of Chuck's home and may very well have been wiretapping Chuck's admission that a second tape exists. Also, the pictures that Mike was assigned to take clearly foreshadow a ruthless attack on Chuck's competence, and while he deserves everything he gets, he was once a mentor to Kim. No doubt she can justify her actions as simply fighting fire with fire, but that's how rationalizers often operate. In terms of salvaging Jimmy's law license, she and Jimmy may be one step ahead of Chuck and Howard at the moment, but she has destroyed her own moral code in the process. We know in the universe of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul that good things are never ahead for a character when that happens. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.